The Sfas Emes says an extraordinary thought in this week's parsha. See, he starts off with the Ramban. The Ramban asks a question at the beginning of Parsha's Lech Lecha. So the Bereshit comes along and says that the Bereshit is going to be mativ to him, etc. Whenever the Torah says that, the Torah ties it into a reason. Either because it's something the person has done already, so say that the Noach was an Isadik, and the Rosh spoke to Noach and said, you know, because you're inside, it's going to be Isadik the fine, but the Razeh, you know, do X or you'll be saved from Y. Or if you do X, I will make this to you. So David and Shema says, if you keep the Torah and you are careful to follow all the commands, da da da, I will be made this to you. So it always. So the Torah ties this benefit that you're going to be receiving to either a shvach about the person on the future or which already exists. Over here, the Torah does not describe anything about Avram before. It says that he left and he went to Eretz Canaan, and that's it. We don't say any mile about him one way or the other. The Mishnah says, you know, and you're going to be gadol. Wow, what's going on? That's Ramban's kash. So Sosebis suggests the following. That from the Zohar Kaddish, he believes it's rooted in a desire. The shvach is the fact that Avraham heard Hashem's call. He says, the reason why the Deber is called the Russian spoke to Avraham, ki haloi lo nimsa miyuchad lishmaya rak hu. The only one who heard it was him. But this mimer of Lech Lecha Shenemer Meishem Yisbaruch L'chol Ho'anoshim Tomid. The Bereshit says it to all the people all the time. The Bereshit was constantly saying Lech Lecha to all of us. Avraham Avinu heard the mimer of Lech Lecha. Because Avraham Avinu heard the mimer of Lech Lecha and responded to it, so he gets the brachas. So the question of the Ramban is, what is this praise? What is Avraham Avinu doing, which is so miyuchad that he deserves such reward? The answer is the Rosh Hashanah speaking to Lech Lecha, which means that there was a conversation between the two of them. Avraham Avinu heard what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That's how he teaches his pshat. But just to take it and be misbinding on what he just said, he says, see, he quotes Zohar that people hide in their holes and they don't hear what the Russian is saying to them. The Russian is constantly talking to us. They say from the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that there's a bas kol with 40 days before a child is born. There's a bas kol when that bas pliny the pliny. When a couple meets and they feel this like emotion to be connected together. Like, where does that come from? It says it comes from the bas kol. So other people suggest, based on that every single day there's a basko which comes out from Har Chorev and it says, "Oy lehem lebrias mibonei shel Torah." There's this call out onto the world that woe is to people that we're insulting the Torah by not learning it and not keeping it, and woe to the brias. It says that which people get to hear a tshuva, this out of nowhere it seems to be. What they're really what's happening is their neshama is hearing the basko. I mean, deep down, they're hearing a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to them. They're hearing that call. What the Sfas Emes is saying is that that's happening all the time. That all the time, the Baruch Hashem is talking to us. The Baruch Hashem is sending us messages, whether it's through what's going on around us, and that's a message, or just simply the Bria is calling out to us. That any moment without anything extraordinary happening, but the world is calling out to us and saying, see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, notice him, hear him. That so dirshuni v'yichyu, if you seek, you will live. You will approach your life differently and bring true life to yourself. The Navi says. So I think that's to give us a lot of pause to think about what in our life, what's going on around us, just the extraordinary events and the the plain events, just the fact that the world is do we hear it, do we feel it pulling at our heartstrings and tugging at us and telling us to do something better and change. Have a good Shabbos.